All right, Kevin Barker, home runs are fun, aren't they?
Absolutely.
The Blue Jays, 5-4 winners over the Arizona Diamondbacks. Addison Barger walking off the D-backs a couple of pitches after Bo Bichette tied the game. The new-look Jays lineup, Bichette, Barger, Guerrero hitting third. Guerrero, RBI double, home run, RBI single. It all went according to plan, Kevin. If only they'd been listening to us and done this, I don't know, 6 weeks ago.
Yeah, better late than never. Look, I know what you were thinking, the same thing I was thinking, that, you know, Vladimir Guerrero Jr. is going to be standing on the on-deck circle when Barger flew out the left field. You weren't thinking it? I was thinking it down a run. But it didn't happen that way.
I was a little more optimistic.
Well, I don't think you were. Hey, look, Bo, you know, had a little front side pull. He's had that most of the year. That's why they were trying to throw him away. You know, if you're Shelby Miller, you probably, that's the last place you want to throw it, is down and in with the split finger. Give Bo credit. I mean, that little two-strike approach, don't try to do too much. Stay within your step. Keep the shoulder square. Hit it where it's pitched. That's a big deal. And that Barger split finger, boy, that is the happy zone. I mean, if you're a lefty, you're with your eyes closed. You're laying in your bed. You're thinking, ninth inning, I can get a closer that only giving up one homer all year in 30 games. If I could get that split finger with two strikes down and in, I'd be very appreciative of that. Guess what he got, Jeff? He got it and he didn't miss it. It's fun. I'm telling you right now, who don't like the homers?
All right, Vladdy's big night offensively.
John Schneider's a genius.
John Schneider is a genius. So is Kevin Barker. Let's just say it. I'll leave myself out of that for now.
Well, oh, yeah.
I was a little bit. I was the one who said Barger should be hitting second yesterday, but I digress. What did you notice from Vladdy? Results aside, anything different tonight? You've talked about how he's been late for most of the year.
Yep.
I don't know, and you asked me the question. Do you think moving a guy down one spot in the batting order is going to make him on time? I said, I don't know. But what did you see tonight from Vladdy?
Well, me and you were sitting in the press box down the left field line, and the first thing I'd noticed is how soon he started his lower half. First time I'd seen that all year. It looked to me like he was making a conscious effort to be early. If he's too early, that's okay, right? It's that I'm getting started. If I have to stop and wait on the guy to throw it to me, that's fine. That's one wasted move that I don't have to worry about. It'll get me a little bit closer to being on time. Yeah, he took a changeup in off the plate. He pulls it for a double. He takes a fastball down the middle. That's a little up at 94. He pulls it in the seats 450 feet. That's called early. Looked to me like standing on the on-deck circle. He wasn't breathing hard. Didn't sound like he was worried about anything other than see ball, hit ball, and be on time. I don't know if it has anything to do with hitting in the three hole. I just know he had three hits with three stakes. You think he's going to move the rest of the year? I don't think so either.
I doubt it.
So, yeah, look, you know, sometimes you know, you just sort of look at what's right in front of you, and right in front of you is, you know, he's got an OPS of well over 900 hitting in the three hole in his career of almost 500 games. You leave his fanny in the three hole the rest of the year, and you see what he can do, and, boy, it's a step in the right direction. I just like how early he started in his lower half. It's the first time all year you could actually see him thinking, at least it looked to me like, thinking, I'd rather be way too early than playing catch up and be late. That's a big deal. When he's on time, or at least close to being on time, he's got a chance of going line to line and hitting balls on a line to the moon, which is pretty awesome to watch.
416-870-0590, 888-666-0590. *590, the numbers to call. You can text us, 590-590. A good-sized crowd in hand tonight. The ballpark, 38,537. If you're in the car, give us a call. Preferably not while you're driving, or you can use hands-free, I suppose. That works out. 5-4, the Blue Jays have beaten the Diamondbacks in the first of three games. If you're interested, the Florida Panthers are up 3-0 over the Edmonton Oilers early in the third period. We'll get you over there before the end of the game so you can celebrate with the Panthers as they...
celebrate
the Stanley Cup. I did not say that, did I? 416-870-0590, *590, 1-888-666-0590. 590-590 is the text line. Matt from Hamilton in the text line. Hey, guys, the Jays need to sign Bo, and Vladdy in the three-hole is a real thing. Can't wait to get Santander back doing Santander things. And Varsh, Barker is right. Winning is fun. Ryan in Orangeville, I hope this convinces Schneider that Vladdy should be the three-hole hitter. He's been stubborn about it, and yes, you guys called this change going back to last year. Again, let's revisit why John Schneider had Vladdy hitting second. I mean, the thought process at the start of the year, and we all said this, there was a big drop-off after Bo, Santander, and Guerrero. I mean, there was a big drop-off in the rest of the order.
Yeah.
So John's idea was, all right, those are my three best hitters. I'm going to leave them at the top of the order. Vladdy's obviously not going to lead off, but I'm going to leave him at the top of the order. That gets him an extra at bat. That is thoroughly logical. You get more at bats at the top of the order than you do at the bottom of the order or in the middle. So there was nothing wrong with that logic at all. Unfortunately, Santander really never got it going. Vladdy kind of turned into the walking man, and Bo was for a while, and then got it going again. But there was never really any consistency. So, quite frankly, I can't put this any other way. At some point, it became obvious that they weren't the Jays' three best hitters. I mean, they just weren't. Not in terms of production this year. So finally, John Schneider makes the move today. I've got to think when Dalton Varsho and Santander get back, Bo, whoever, and Vladdy, that's got to be the way it is. And Kevin, you made this point too. You want to break up Bo and Vladdy. You really do. Because Bo's going to go up hacking.
Oh, yeah.
You know he's going to hack. Bo's going to chase.
No,
we saw that in the first at-bat today. Bo's going to chase. That's just the way it is. This gives Vladdy a little breathing room.
Yeah, I think it's a perfect scenario. Now, again, do we have any idea whether the three holes the reason why he had three hits and three stakes? I don't know. But, boy, I just know that it worked today. And it looked like he was more comfortable. He was more on time. He wasn't overthinking it. He was, getting to balls that have you seen him get to all year? I haven't. I mean, when's the last time you saw him get to 94 elevated and pull it in the air as hard as he did? I haven't seen that either. I don't know if that's the reason why, but, boy, I'm going to ride it out, and I'm just going to go right here. If I'm John, I don't even think about it anymore. I'm just going to go home every day, and the first name I ride in is Vladimir Guerrero Jr. in the three-hole. And I'll figure out everybody else.
I don't know what to make of this, but Brendan in Edmonton, you're on Blue Jays Talk. Brendan, I mean, I'm glad you called us. Shouldn't you be watching, the hockey game? I mean, with all due respect.
Jeff, I'm a guy from Winnipeg originally.
There you go.
So I'm a Jets fan, so you can't pull me in with the Oilers too much unless it's game 7 of the Stanley Cup final.
Brendan,
so.
You and me both, man. I keep telling people that, folks, anybody who grew up in Winnipeg, anybody who remembers the Oilers and the WHA or the Oilers, you're not cheering for Edmonton. You may tell people you are just to get them off your back, but deep down, in Winnipeg, I mean, they'll have a parade for Paul Maurice tomorrow, quite frankly, if the Panthers win. Anyhow, Brendan, go ahead. You want to talk about Addison Barger?
Yeah, I'm just wondering what kind of a boost of confidence this is going to give him. I mean, like, he clearly struggled in the Philly series a little bit, maybe the velocity was catching up with him like it was with everybody in this lineup. But, I mean, the Phillies have some really good starting pitching. They got, Kevin likes to say, El Fuego coming out of everybody in that lineup that they throw out there. So they're a really tough team to get the head out consistently on, and they don't make a lot of mistakes. I mean, like Wheeler in that last game, just his fastball didn't come over the middle of the plate, not but two times that I could remember. Like, it was just, and you see him get the head out and just really, I mean, that looked like a sigh of relief from him when he hit that home run. Like, He knew he got it, but he wasn't sure if it was out or not, and that it was just, celebration mode after that. But I don't know. I love what I'm seeing from the guy. He keeps impressing me all the time. And home runs from our 1, 2, and 3 hitters, that's about as much as you can ask for from a lineup. Yeah, you'd like a little more, but
we'll take it as a start. Thanks for the call, Brendan. Yeah, Kevin. I mean, I don't know. Addison Barger's never struck me necessarily as a guy who, was shying confidence. We saw tonight. I mean, he bat flipped tonight. He was pretty happy walking it off, and he should. I mean, he should have moonwalked around. He hit a ball that far.
The worm.
I'm going to ask you this, and I don't know how you're going to handle it. Uh-oh. Is he the real deal?
I mean, maybe offensively. You know, defensively, I'm not a big fan of moving him around. I mean, I think we saw tonight when he's sort of used to playing third, the angles, the sort of the arm slot that it would take. Maybe sometimes, you know, you get a little lazy at third because of the arm strength. You can flip it over there at first, you know, that internal clock of watching the runner. You go to the outfield, we've seen some balls tailing on him. That'll tell you he's getting under things, right? He's not staying on top of the ball. That's the difference between being a third baseman and a right fielder. So I'm not a giant fan of that. And that might be it between the years. You don't want to take anything away from the things he's doing offensively. Yeah, it's a graduation thing, right? I mean, can he hit velocity? Absolutely. Now it's sort of they're going to start working him in and up with velocity. They're going to start throwing him breaking balls and fastball counts, which we've seen in the Philly series. We saw tonight when they were doing that. That's sort of the what you know, you have to have good approaches. You have to have sort of good game plans, at least early in counts. And, you know, we've seen him say, I hit a changeup hard to center field. He ain't going to throw me another one early in the count. I'm going to sit heater. You hit a ball to the moon. It's things like that. Can he? Absolutely. It's just now you're sort of getting into the grind of khakis are adjusting to you, Jeff. When they do that, pitching coaches have to game plan against you. Now you're hitting in front of the big boys. You're squeezed between your best two hitters. Now everybody's going to be all eyes on you. So, yeah, this is, you know, this is kind of fun, I think, because maybe they found their everyday third baseman who might hit left-handed, which is kind of cool.
5-4, the Blue Jays have beaten the Arizona Diamondbacks in the first game of a three-game series. Addison Barger, the hero, he walked it off a couple of pitches after Bo Bichette tied the game at 4-4. 5-4, the Blue Jays beating the Diamondbacks. So we're going to step away, come back, look at the out-of-town scoreboard, go back to the phone lines. It's Blue Jays talk on the Sportsnet Radio Network.
The 1-2 pitch. And Bichette gets underneath one, sends it on a ride to left field, up and over the wall for a game-tying solo shot. A bold blast, and it's 4-4. Here comes the 2-2 pitch. And Barger gets underneath one, sends it on a rocket to right field, off the second deck. The Blue Jays go back-to-back and belly-to-belly. Bo, then Barger. And the Blue Jays win it 5-4.
You have got to be kidding me.
Yeah, you've got to be kidding me is right. The Blue Jays back-to-back home runs to tie the game and walk off the Arizona Diamondbacks. It is Blue Jays talk. Jeff Blair and Kevin Barker. Let's take a look around the out-of-town scoreboard with Bet365. You can download the Bet365 app for today's baseball odds and find out why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 19-plus play responsibly. Ontario only. The New York Yankees, they are still setting the pace in the American League East. But they've also lost five in a row after the LA Angels shutting them out today 4-0. Seattle is currently leading the Rafael Devers-less Boston Red Sox 5-0. And the Baltimore Orioles, they beat the Tampa Bay Rays 5-1. So the standings are as follows. The Yankees, 42-30. Don't look now, but the Rays are 2.5 back. The Jays are 39-33. They are 3 back. Boston is 5 back. And the Orioles, they are 11 back. And, yes, Rafael Devers is playing for the Giants tonight. Struck out in his first at-bat. But most importantly, told the San Francisco media, you can play me wherever you want to play me. I'll be perfectly happy. Play me at first base. Play me anywhere.
As long as it's not those awful people just, in Red Sox land.
Just stick the knife in, Raffy. Give her a twist to the right. Oh, give her a twist to the left.
That's funny.
416-870-0590, *590, 1-888-666-0590. 590-590 is the text line. A couple injuries for the Blue Jays tonight. Miles Straw taken off with an ankle sprain after running into the wall chasing down a Josh Naylor liner. If you're wondering why Josh Naylor was so quick to go out there with Miles Straw, they were teammates in Cleveland. And so Josh Naylor got out there. I think he probably thought, a lot of us thought it might have been a head injury originally, the way Miles Straw ran into it. Mm-hmm. Jonathan Class A was taken out of the game after getting hit on the knee. The Blue Jays, actually, they had four center fielders today.
How about that?
You can never have too much
defense.
You hit
me in the knee like Class A got hit. I'm digging a hole and burying myself.
Yeah. Normally, I've got to tell – normally when somebody gets hit, Barker always says, we got ice, which is what A.J. Burnett used to yell from the dugout whenever anybody got hit. Yeah. Barker did not yell, we got ice today with Jonathan Clausen.
And you laughed at him. Oh, you did.
I didn't laugh. I just said, get up.
I was sitting right beside you.
I just said, get up.
Yeah.
I mean, you got two knees.
Well,
Benji
not anymore.
And, yeah, that's true. Benji and Philly are on Blue Jays Talk. Benji. Do we have Benji? I don't believe we have Benji. 416-870-0590, star 591, 888-666-0590. Jesse from Simcoe cooked that back leg city gravy perfectly tonight, eh, Barker? I have no idea what
that's
that
awesome.
Is.
That's awesome. Just throw them all together and say it however you want to say it.
Mark from Cambridge, when someone tells you who they are, believe them. Addison is the internal improvement this organization has talked about for years. I mean, let's just say this. We've kind of wondered who's going to be the third baseman on the full-time basis for this team eventually. Currently, it's Ernie Clement. But and if Addison Barger is going to hit home runs, he's not. You're going to have a difficult time keeping him out of the lineup. And
he's left-handed, which is awesome. That's
yeah.
That's the most awesomest
that is.
Thing about it is he's left-handed.
That is, yes.
Yes.
He is.
Left-handed power.
Yeah, and homegrown left-handed power is something this organization's been looking for a while. They'll have to settle on a position for him. I have no problem with the guy being the everyday third baseman eventually on this team. But as it is, right now he's – I mean, he's taking advantage of his opportunities. They're running him out there, and he's coming up with big hits, and he's making defensive plays.
Yep.
So
give Josh Snyder credit, too, hitting him in a two-hole.
Absolutely. Ooh. If only somebody had thought about that a couple of days ago. Jeez. Benji in Philly, you're on Blue Jays Talk.
Hey, Jeff, can you hear me?
I got you now.
All right. Thank you guys for taking my call. A long-time listener, first-time caller. I just want to say, being a Blue Jays fan down here, was a rough one over the weekend.
Yeah, I
had to wear it in the office on Monday. Had to wear it today. May have lost a couple of lunch bets, but guess what? Today was my birthday, and what a gift from the Blue Jays. What an amazing win, capped off by my guy, Addison Barger. I just wanted to get your guys' take on, you know, what is this kid's ceiling? Like, I draw a parallel to the Seattle Mariners. You know, they had all the focus, all the spotlight was on Julio Rodriguez, but then you have Kyle Raleigh, who's really emerged.
Yep.
As kind of the offensive linchpin of their team. Could we be seeing something similar developing here in Toronto? And I just want to say also, you know, let's not be happy with the wild card. Let's go for the division. I just watched the Yankees tonight get mowed down by Professor Emeritus Kyle Hendricks. We can do this. So Blue Jays Nation, proud Canadian down here in Philly, and there's nothing more than I would love to see than the Blue Jays return to the playoffs. Let's go. Thank you, guys.
Benji, I appreciate
That's
it.
Awesome.
I mean, we talked a little bit about Addison Barger. I asked you if you think he's the real deal offensively. You think he is. They're going to have – I mean, they'll find a spot for him.
Yep.
I mean, you made the point, left-handed power and that arm, they'll – that plays. I mean, that'll play someplace. And, you know, we've talked about this is an organization that needs as many internal success stories as it can find because, let's face it, we've spent probably 5 years – hammering this organization for its drafting, hammering this organization for its minor league system. It's mainly its inability to keep pitchers healthy. But, this is a good news story for the Blue Jays.
Yeah, what's he slugging 522 off the fastball? He's slugging 645 off the off-speed. He know like he breaking ball. That's what a young kid goes through. You know, he hits the straight stuff. He has trouble tunneling and noticing the break on the breaking stuff. So, yeah, I don't know what the ceiling is, but, boy, it's a lot of fun trying to watch him figure out what his ceiling really is, which is kind of cool.
416-870-0590, star 590, 1-888-666-0590-590 is the text line. Quick question, Kevin. Chris Bassett, what did you make of him tonight? This is a team, the Diamondbacks, that we talked about it in Blair and Barker. They're an offensive team. What did you make of Chris Bassett?
Yeah, bend but don't break. I mean, that's basically, I think, the motto of the big three in the rotation. You know, the lanes, the shapes, the speeds. He's him facing the seven lefties, you know, the cutter up, the sinker up, the slow breaking ball. Those are all big pitches for him. He can sprinkle in occasionally the other things when he's trying to do that. It's sort of that's what it is, right? I mean, he was basically in trouble every inning but the first and the sixth. And he worked through it. It's that bend but don't break thing. Made a pitch when he had to make it. Changed speeds when he had to make it. You know, I think that moving on the rubber is a big deal. It freed him up. He doesn't look like he's overthinking that part of it. He's getting it done. Give him a chance. It's all that matters.
John Schneider was asked after the game about his new look lineup.
I give credit to Gunner with that. He said hit Vlad third, Addy two. Kidding. Yeah, I mean, that's like your worst nightmare is having him sitting there on deck. But it's with their two lefties, you know, the way it wraps back around, you know, you feel comfortable. Kind of the whole point is to kind of keep lefties away from Addy. Huge swing from him, huge swing from Bo, both with two strikes. Love the way they went about it, man. We hit some balls hard all night, and they played really good defense in the outfield. And just two huge swings there from Bo and Addy.
Well, there you go. John Schneider crediting his son with the decision. But then, of course, immediately, we know that he wanted to credit Barker.
Yeah.
With the decision.
Well, Blair and Barker.
Well, okay, but I don't mind passing it on to you.
Didn't sound like he was too confident in what he was selling tomorrow. When it comes to where Vladdy's hitting, no? Because aren't they facing a lefty
They're
tomorrow?
They're facing a lefty tomorrow, yeah.
Well, I mean, if you're wanting to keep the lefty away from Barger, he's probably not hitting in a two-hole, right?
Yeah.
So who would be hitting in the two-hole
tomorrow?
I mean,
I know who I'd put in there.
Who?
I'd put Springer in there.
Yeah.
I'm keeping Bo. Vladdy just hit a home run. It went, what, 4-3 RBI, 4 RBI?
Three.
Yeah, leave it the way it is. We'll figure out that. You know what? You can hit number two.
Yeah.
You can hit in the second spot in the order. The only guy who wouldn't is Kirk. Anybody else, go ahead and stick him in there. But I want to keep those two dudes separated. And John, go in the office tomorrow. The first thing you do after you get your cup of coffee is you sit down, you pull out the lineup card, you go 1-2-3, Guerrero. And you leave it there, and then you work your way around it. Pretty straightforward.
You figured it out.
5-4, the Blue Jays have walked off the Arizona Diamondbacks. We are going to leave you now so we can pick up the call of the last game.
That's fair.
In the Stanley Cup Final tonight in Florida. The Panthers are on the verge. We're going to take you to that right now. We'll be back tomorrow following tomorrow's Blue Jays game. And, of course, Blair and Barker will be on 4 to 6 Eastern tomorrow on Sportsnet 590 The Fan. So thank you for listening to Blue Jays Baseball, brought to you by the local family-owned Crown Rust Control Centers and Dollar Desormeaux in Vaudreuil-Dorion, Quebec. Crown is proud to be Canadian-owned and operated since 1986, so protect your vehicle from rust today at your local Crown Rust Control Center or visit crown.com. Crown. Canada's number one rust protection.